have left to find?
Well, we found the first one in 6 minutes, the second one in seven.
Yeah, when you go, you count the lights and everything.
Okay.
Count the lights.
Okay, you can have the lights in the ground, right? Not the tall lights.
Yep.
Okay.
I don't even know where the final's at.
I do.
Yeah, we do.
Did you? Oh, you...
Well, we saw the few cars that were
we were afraid, we got beat.
Well, there might... One or two of these might be, some of the event organizers, but then...
You have a GPS.
I don't have it on me.
You want to take this one right up there?
It's 333 feet.
Oh, okay.
That one.
All right. That's a good enough bearing for me to go on.
Well, we said 4 hours, and I said the timer is 48 minutes and 17 seconds.
That's 4 hours.
This is our first divide, which was the team techies. Well, of course. So, what do you guys think? What did you think of the race?
It was fun. We liked it.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Hi. Are you in pursuit of a geocache?
No.
Do you know? Okay. That's what all these people are doing. We're just scavenger hunt.
Oh, I wonder why everybody.
Yeah, that explains why we're all looking around in the woods. It's just about over. There's a cache over there that everyone's narrowing in on. So I'm trying to capture it for the internet.
I think we're getting closer.
Down there.
The one numbers are getting bigger again.
And we're third.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Steven said for second and third to go see him for your prizes. He's back down at the pavilion. He was here hiding, waiting for people. No one was showing up, so.
Sorry we took so long.
Well, you guys came from down below, didn't you?
We got stuck behind the train.
Oh, there's also some geocoin dedicated to their cat that died.
Pardon me?
It
was right underneath those leaves over there. What was most confusing about it?
He was trying to make it too difficult.
We were thinking it was a lot more difficult.
Okay.
Yeah. It was great.
We had puzzles, the first three, and we thought they were real ones.
Yeah. But it was still fun. It was fun.
I was assuming you guys are leaving the caches up after
this. This will be permanent, yeah.
Who was three?
They're still in there. They must be, just be back.
I told two and three to come back and talk to you, and they left a long time ago.
And two did. Two did. The second divine did.
Yeah, two's here.
But we haven't talked to the third divine yet.
I wonder if the third one were the people who drove and walked across the cemetery.
You're right.
Yeah, I know it is. They came in from the cemetery.
How about you guys think of the race?
Liked it.
Did you? Good.
Where are you from?
Olathe. You used the word original here, so we went back to original coordinates, which
that's
what you really meant was the
one.
Very previous coordinates. That was a screw up we made.
Okay, sorry about
that. And all these letters in here, and you got J equals P.
Man.
What's P?
That used to be post and got changed to support.
Okay, so you
should have I couldn't
find
P.
The final numbers we come up with are in the park. Once you double and triple check, I'll keep driving toward the park, and we'll change them when we have to. Hopefully, we got the right numbers.
Yeah, you did good. Congratulations.
That's
cool. Yeah, it's gonna be cool. Good job. Congratulations.
Thanks. We had a good time. We'll probably end up going to the Mocha one now.
Moga?
Yeah.
Moga.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna try and go to that one too.
Really cool.
As a competitor.
Yeah.
The teams too.
Single, two people, and four people.
We got stuck behind the train, very
end.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we were trying to find our way around, and we ended up on the other side of the guy's yard there, and we're like, we're not trekking through that guy's yard.
He's looking for more caches to do.
Right now, we're logging in, dropping in, picking up,
to
figure out where we're going next.
You actually got connected to the internet?
We have a air card, which makes it a million times easier when we're out of the...
Any problem with getting signals around this area?
Not around this area.
Oh, yeah, you actually work for Sprint?
Yeah.
What? We have the right coordinates in the first place, and you guys wussed out.
Oh.
And you said...
You need to build the final destination for us.
Look, Neil was going to the guy that was being buried.
Don't repeat letters.
Oh, I know. I'm sorry. I had another L, too.
It must be 44, and we ended up...
That's for the final, wasn't it?
It ended up on the...
And we got yelled off of a golf course.
Yeah.
So. Did you? Dude, I don't understand. It's a public golf course.
Yeah.
By the time we got on the other side of the fence and watching the guy getting buried, that was fun.
Something tells me it would have been kind of in poor taste to come up to the coffin and say, is this a geocache?
I need to check in here real quick. Don't bury him yet. I need the log notes.
Well, thanks a lot, guys. We know about doing it, though.
All right.
Yeah. How's this podcast? It'll be linked to the...
Slogger website, www.geostl.com. And then you'll see in one of the little boxes, picture of me smiling with a microphone. on there is a whole list of all the podcasts I've done so far. I'll make a podcast compilation about 30 minutes of this.
Necessarily mean you have to have an iPod?
No. That's the biggest misconception, because any MP3 player, you can listen to a podcast.
So this is an audio podcast?
This one is, yeah. I don't have the patience to do a video podcast. Well, besides you, who else in Kansas City should I interview for a podcast sometime?
Brian Bianchi. Steve Brown, my understanding is, what is your take on Steve Brown geocaching status? Well, he's been archiving the Cassiopolis.
He archived that because his computer setup won't work anymore.
That's what I understand.
They moved to Arkansas.
Is he totally down there now?
No, he still comes up here to work.
Well, I'm planning on getting up there to Mark Twain and try to nail out some of those caches before MOGA.
Get the ones that are there now?
Yep.
Yeah, there's about 15 or so.
What happened to Bruce S?
He has a milestone and decided to move on.
What was his milestone?
5,000.
Just quit?
Yeah.
After 5,000?
Well, he's the waymarking king now in St. Louis. He finds waymarks. He started in historical buildings in St. Louis and just went around until he got that cleared out, and now he's going to other places. He likes old cemeteries, you know, Civil War graves and things like that.
That's pretty surprising to do something that, you know, that fanatically and then just quit.
But he got those 5,000 fast a long time ago.
He did everything fast.
Well, even when there's hardly any caches around. When he hit 300, that was a big deal. Now 300 is nothing because there's so many caches around.
Where are you from? Are you from here?
I'm from Odessa. I'm Tech Diva on the...
I saw Tech Diva when you signed up, but I hadn't seen your name before.
I don't have... No, this is my very first thing. I went to school here.
My daughter went to school. Graduated a year ago.
All right. I want to say thanks. We're going to move on.
All right. Cool. Good job. Congratulations.
Good time today. Really enjoyed it. Great job.
Good to be here. So, what are you going to do now?
Go home.
By the way, this is my dad. This is
how you
doing? Great podcasting and all that good stuff.
I couldn't have done it without him.
I just
held the second camera, man.
I hope my pictures are good. I was stalking these people.
I can't find him laying down behind the log over here.
For people from all over here today?
This for whoever came. So I think the farthest, I don't know where the farthest
region. First tired was Olathe, Kansas. Yeah, really, take it easy.
Sure.
I think we're going to get out of here, too.
Okay.
Man, thanks a lot, for real.
Oh, sure.
And I actually really appreciate a lot of the feedback from last night, because it helped me get, I think it could have been a lot more, I didn't have that much. There was some stuff that was kind of screwy.
I think overall it was a success.
Yeah. Man, people had fun.
That was a good time.
All right, guys, I'm pretty
cool. Good. Yeah, all right.
Yeah, but drive careful.
Take it easy. Hey.
This concludes the Slogga Podcast. For more information about the Slogga Group and geocaching in the St. Louis, Missouri area, go to www.geostl.com. Here's wishing you a strong signal and a trusty bearing.
Containers, all they have are the coordinates to the next cache. There won't be any kind of math or anything. Those are saved for the puzzle virtuals, which just mean that there's no container and you'll see that there is something that you have to solve. Those five caches will lead to a final. There are designated prizes for first, second, and third. If you get stuck, you can come back here and sit for probably 2 minutes, and then you'll get some assistance. I don't think anyone's going to need to come back here. I actually live in St. Louis. It's test run to see if my system works for me. I'm hoping that if this one goes well, it might be a little too easy, maybe not. I want to do something a little more challenging in the spring when we have more hours. With that, I'm going to have the spokespersons take their maps. Everyone gets it at the same time. Forever New York. The Blue Questers. Hellbenders. Team S&S. Fuzzy Logic, Cash Busters, Techies, Geosmiths, and Barber Bunch. All right, open your packets and have fun, everybody. We only had one team that didn't show up.
It's not bad. They may still show up, too. They'll just have a little bit of a disadvantage.
Basically, you only can go to one cache at a time. You're on a set path of caches. I have them staggered and messed around so that no one's going to really be on the same path. Man, this is crazy. It feels good. It's finally on its way. Man, I've checked my math so many times that I'm just terrified that something's wrong, but I know it's not.
I had to spend all my money to get here. But anyway, you know.
Well, I mean, is that what happened?
That's pretty much what happened. I begged, borrowed, and stole to get here. I didn't steal.
I'm sorry, I hit the standby button one more time borrow, and steal.
We're all right.
Okay, obviously just arriving at Optimus Park. Could be our first cachers coming up here. This is where they've got to come to find out about the six-post cache over there and get their clue to their next cache. Let's see how quick they figure it out. Looks very determined. I think he knows where he's going. Counting the posts. Now it looks like he's heading back. Looks like we have our second for the day coming in. But do they know where it's at yet? I think they found it. First team at Blind Boom Park.
You're probably wondering what's taking us so long.
I'm not meaning to just follow you guys around.
He did say, let's just follow the photographer.
I think the kids think that they found it. I think they've got it now. Reread the hint. Still reading the clue. Haven't found it yet. It's in that tree, guys. That tree. Just caught the end of Team 3 arriving. Let's see if they pick the right tree. I think they're getting excited now. That's it. Well, I gotta hand it to you. You guys found it quicker than the last group. Everybody's going in a different order. I wouldn't be worried about what order you get here. I might stalk you guys just a little bit. You're only our second ones here. How about that? How many caches do you guys have left to find?
Well, we found the first one in 6 minutes, the second one in 7.
Yeah, when you go, did you count the lights and everything?
Okay.
Count the lights.
Okay, you can have the lights in the ground, right? Not the tall lights.
Yep.
Okay.
I don't even know where the final's at.
I do.
Yeah, we do.
Did you? Oh, you...
Well, we saw the few cars that were
yeah, we
in
were afraid, we got beat.
Well, there might... One or two of these might be, you know, some of the event organizers, but then...
You have a GPS.
I don't have it on me.
You want to take this one right up there?
It's 333 feet.
Oh, okay.
That one.
All right, that's a good enough bearing for me to go on.
Well, when he said 4 hours, and I said the timer is 48 minutes and 17 seconds.
That's not 4 hours.
This is our first divide, which was the team techies did well, of course. So, what do you guys think? What did you think of the race?
It was fun. We liked it.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Hi. Are you in pursuit of a geocache?
No.
Do you know? Okay. That's what all these people are doing. We're just scavenger hunt. That explains why we're all looking around in the woods. It's just about over. There's a cache over there that everyone's narrowing in on. So I'm trying to capture it for the internet.
I think we're getting closer.
Down there.
The one numbers are getting bigger again.
And we're third.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Steven said for second and third to go see him for your prizes. He's back down at the pavilion. He was here hiding, waiting for people. No one was showing up, so.
Sorry we took so long.
Well, you guys came from down below, didn't you?
We got stuck behind the train.
Oh, there's also some geocoin dedicated to their cat that died.
Pardon me?
It
was right underneath those leaves over there. What was most confusing about it?
He was trying to make it too difficult.
Yeah, we were thinking it was a lot more difficult.
Yeah. It was great.
We had puzzles, the first three, and we thought they were real ones.
Yeah. But it was still fun. It was fun.
I was telling you guys are leaving the caches out after
this. This will be permanent, yeah.
Who was three?
They're still in there. They must be, just be back.
I told two and three to come back and talk to you, and they left a long time ago.
And two did. The second divine did.
Yeah, two's here.
But we haven't talked to the third divine yet.
I wonder if the third one were the people who drove and walked across the cemetery.
You're right.
Yeah, no idea. They came in from the cemetery.
How about you guys think of the race?
Liked it.
Did you? Good.
Where are you from?
Olathe. You used the word original here, so we went back to the original coordinates, which what you really meant was the very previous coordinates. That was a screw up we made.
Okay, sorry about
and
that.
And all these letters in here, and you got J equals P. What's P?
That used to be post and got changed to support.
Okay, so you
should
have
I couldn't find P.
The final numbers we come up with are in the park. Once you double and triple check, I'll keep driving toward the park, and we'll change them when we have to. Hopefully we got the right numbers.
Yeah, you did good. Congratulations.
That's
cool. Yeah, it's going to be cool. Good job. Congratulations.
Thanks. We had a good time. We'll probably end up going to the Mocha one now.
Moga?
Yeah.
Moga.
Oh, yeah, I'm not trying to go to that one, too.
Really? Cool.
As a competitor.
Yeah.
The teams, too?
Single, two people, and four people.
I got stuck behind the train, very end.
Yeah, we were trying to find a way around, and we ended up on the other side of the guy's yard there, and we're like, we're not tricking through that guy's yard.
Are you looking for more caches to do?
Right now, we're logging in, dropping in, picking up,
and
figure out where we're going next.
You're actually connected to the internet?
We have a air card, which makes it a million times easier when we're out of the...
Any problem with getting signals around this area?
Not around this area.
Oh, yeah, you actually work for Sprint?
Yeah.
What? We had the right coordinates in the first place, and you guys wussed out.
Oh.
And you said...
You need to build the model for us.
Look, Nino's going to the guy that was being buried.
Don't repeat letters.
Oh, I know. I'm sorry. I had another L, too.
There must be 44, and we ended up...
That's for the final, wasn't it?
It ended up on the...
And we got yelled off of a golf course, so...
Did you?
I don't understand. It's a public golf course.
Yeah.
By the time we got on the other side of the fence and watching the guy getting buried, that was fun.
Something tells me it would have been kind of in poor taste to come up to the coffin and say, is this a geocache?
I need to check in here real
quick. Don't bury him yet. I need the log notes.
Well, thanks a lot, guys, for coming out and doing it, though.
All right.
Yeah. How's this podcast? It'll be linked to the
Slogger website, www.geostl.com. And then you'll see in one of the little boxes, picture of me smiling with a microphone. On there is a whole list of all the podcasts I've done so far. I'll make a podcast compilation about 30 minutes of this.
Necessarily mean you have to have an iPod?
No. That's the biggest misconception because any MP3 player, you can listen to a podcast.
So this is an audio podcast?
This one is, yeah. I don't have the patience to do a video podcast. Well, besides you, who else in Kansas City should I interview for a podcast sometime?
Brian Bianchi. Steve Brown, my understanding is, what is your take on Steve Brown geocaching status? Well, he's been archiving the Cassiopolis.
He archived that because his computer setup won't work anymore.
That's what I understand.
They moved to Arkansas.
Is he totally down there now?
No, he still comes up here to work.
Well, I'm planning on getting up there to Mark Twain and try to nail out some of those caches before MOGA.
Get the ones that are there now?
Yep.
Yeah, there's about 15 or so.
What happened to Bruce S?
He has a milestone and decided to move on.
What was his milestone?
5,000.
Just quit?
Yeah.
After 5,000?
Well, he's the waymarking king now in St. Louis. He finds waymarks. He started in historical buildings in St. Louis and just went around until he got that cleared out, and now he's going to other places. He likes old cemeteries, you know, World War, Civil War graves and things like that.
That's pretty surprising to do something that, you know, that fanatically and then just quit.
But he got those 5,000 fast a long time ago.
He did everything fast.
Well, even when it was... There's hardly any caches around. When he hit 300, that was a big deal. Now 300 is nothing because there's so many caches around.
Where are you from? Are you from here?
I'm from Odessa. I'm Tech Diva on the...
I saw Tech Diva when you signed up, but I hadn't seen your name before.
I don't have... No, this is my very first thing. I went to school here.
My daughter went to school. Graduated a year ago.
All right. Wanted to say thanks. We're going to move on.
All right. Cool. Good job. Congratulations.
Good time today. Really enjoyed it. Great job.
Good to meet you. So, what are you going to do now?
Go home.
By the way, this is my dad. Dad, this is
how you
doing? Hey, great podcasting and all that good stuff.
I couldn't have done it without him.
I
held the second camera, man.
I hope my pictures are good. I was stalking these people.
I can't find laying down behind the log over here.
For people from all over here today?
This for whoever came. So I think the farthest, I don't know where the farthest
reaching. Farthest tired was Olathe, Kansas. Yeah, really, take it easy.
Sure,
man.
Sure.
I think we're going to get out of here, too.
Okay.
Man, thanks a lot, for real.
Oh, sure.
And I actually really appreciate a lot of the feedback from last night because it helped me get, I think it could have been a lot more, I didn't have that much. There was some stuff that was kind of screwy.
I think overall it was a success.
Yeah. Man, people had fun. Anyway,
that was a good time.
All right, guys, I'm pretty
cool. Good. Yeah, all right.
All right, drive careful.
Take it
easy.
This concludes the Slogger Podcast. For more information about the Slogger Group and geocaching in the St. Louis, Missouri area, go to www.geostl.com. Here's wishing you a strong signal and a trusty bearing.